Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
With you forever.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank and Martin here till 12. Our opening monologue was brought to you by our good friends at the Incredible Raceway. It's Worldwide Technology Raceway. They do it better than anybody. And keep in mind, the Bomarito 500 coming up in August. Buy your tickets now. It's going to be a great Saturday night of racing. Over 40,000 people plan to attend. We appreciate them being one of our great sponsors. We also appreciate Maryville University. They sponsor the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that terrific school. All right, so Joe Strom just texted back. Good question. Oh, hey, he said good question.
Oh, I don't know. He was not on the show.
Plowsy, you're the ruler here.
He was not on the show.
Do I get credit for that?
Not on the show. My girlfriend said great question all the time. We don't count those either.
Okay. All right, fine. He says, I would guess 30,000. And Martin, you kind of nailed it here. Many may come for a short time and return to work or retreat to air conditioning. So make
an
appearance.
I kind of nailed it,
move
so
on.
I'll take credit for that.
Yeah. All right. All right, let's welcome to the program. He is the best in the business. He's from the STC Grid Report. He's Danny Heiter. Danny, good to be with you. How are you?
I'm good, Franklin. How are you?
Very good. So much to discuss, and we have too many CBC guys on one program here. I want to say that right off the bat.
Okay, stop.
Jordan Johnson, the wide receiver from DeSmet, who's headed to Notre Dame, is your number one player. Just how special is this kid?
Got everything. Probably the only flaw for Johnson is he's kind of a buffet blocker. He'll pick and choose when he wants to block, but that's really nitpicking. If he's not at the point of attack, he'll take it easy. But when he's play side and ball's coming his way, he's extremely good. High points the ball, gets off the ground quickly and high, makes the high degree of difficulty catch when he's need to be, but usually he separates enough that he doesn't have to do that. He separates because his straight line speed is good. He cuts without decelerating very much, so he's very, very good.
And we know Kyren Williams from Viani went to Notre Dame. Are they making a little inroads right now? I feel like Notre Dame's popping up more in the last couple of years than it had been.
Yeah, they have, and 5 years ago they took a defensive end out of Parkway Central who ended up playing as a sophomore and a junior and a senior, and so they are, and you know, it's in, and that was a Parkway Central kid, not a private Catholic school or anything. So Notre Dame still has that magnetic draw that nobody else has, and especially if family members have some affiliation or some kind of keen affiliation with that school, it kind of goes generation to generation. So they're always there. They may not be out in front, but they're always there. And if they're, that's probably the team of the people you dread recruiting against that are in your kind of recruiting competition. Notre Dame is somebody you never want to have to go against because you can't match them on some of the things they ante up with. Missouri can match people now with facilities, with marketing, with communication, some of those things. But what, you know, that Notre Dame mystique, you can't match up with that.
All right, let's talk about Mizzou. Just give me a quick thought before we go break down the players individually. Is this like the best or one of the better beginnings Mizzou has ever had in St. Louis, or one of the better beginnings Mizzou has had in the last 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, for sure. Now, part of that's related to the calendar. It upfronted all the calendar by about a quarter of the total recruiting coordinator, a recruiting calendar. It used to be the first Wednesday in February. Now your signing date is December 22nd. So that means that most people, most schools now, if you don't have half your recruits already committed, you're actually behind the eight ball now. And so actually juniors to be right now going into junior classes are getting offers. So everything has been early. So for that reason, that's the calendar part of it. But you're right, compared to other years, you know, this I think Missouri's made a kind of a change. It didn't get much print, but it's made a big difference. And it used to be the model they used that Gary Pinkel used was you assigned a coach to an area and you grew a relationship over a couple of years with a player. And of course, it was Cornell Ford, Missouri, Andy Hill in Kansas City, and everybody would have geographic area. The template now is that there is an original contact maybe with those coaches in the area, but then very soon into play goes that player's position coach where they forecast him. So when you end up looking at some of the people they're going to get from St. Louis, if you look at people like their offensive linemen, Jalen St. John from Trinity, Mitchell Waters from Melville, Drake Heismeyer from out in Howell, they immediately went with the offensive line coach. Brad Davis became their primary contact. Antonio Doyle over at Luther North, Vernon Hargraves, the inside linebacker coach, becomes his primary contact. Derek Dooley for Brady Cook, the quarterback at Chaminade. And very important, Kevin Billingsley, the really good defensive end at East St. Louis. Brick Haley, the defensive line coach, becomes a primary contact. So Barry Odom is a very good closer. He's proven that now. He's a pretty good closer. But you have to get to the place where the player can be closed, and these position coaches are doing that. So that's kind of why they're at where they're currently at.
Makes a lot of sense. You think about it, you're a quarterback being recruited. Yeah. Who better to talk to you than the OC who says how you're going to fit into the system? I mean, I'm sure there's logistical reasons why you do it the other way, but it seems to just make a lot of sense on the surface that the D-line coach is recruiting the kid that's going to play D-line.
Yeah, I remember Barry Odom told us that on camera. You nailed it exactly right, Danny, because, you know, they went 0 for St. Louis for maybe 2 years or at least one season, and he said, we're going to change things around, and that's what they did. They put the position coach on that player. Now, you have 7 of your top 18 players in the area already committed to Mizzou. The highest ranking is Antonio Doyle, the linebacker from Lutheran North. Tell me about him.
Well, the premium player in our system is an A or an A-minus player who can, in the first year of 5 years of eligibility, get out and get significant snaps in the two deep of the depth chart of a BCS conference school. And we don't have Doyle as one of the 2A players in the metro area, but there's only one reason he's not. We've got him as a B+, which kind of says he may take you till his sophomore year or his first true freshman year when he gets some dividends on the investment. But the only reason is, and he may correct that very quickly, is he's got what I call gradual speed. When he takes his third or fourth step, he's as fast as anybody. He can close crazily fast to the ball carrier. But his instant burst from a standstill, you know, to get downhill and fill gaps and to bounce out stretch plays and things like that to the sideline, he's just a heartbeat stalls, just not much at all. So, but he does enough other, fast twitch fiber stuff. You say, okay, it's there. He just hasn't demonstrated it yet. So, as far as an athlete, he's premium. I could see him doing one of two things. You call that off the line of scrimmage, just outside the box guy. Some people call him a strong safety. The vernacular they use now is kind of an overhang linebacker who can pinch everything inside, can cover somebody in space. He could be that exactly, you know, a prototype for that. Or if he keeps growing, he puts his hand down and becomes a 5 technique end. So he's very, very good.
Danny Heidert, STC Grid Report, evaluating the prep talent like nobody else, providing services over the years for the Atlantic Coast Conference, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, you name it. He knows what's going on with these local kids. Tell us about Jay Macklin. We know the name Macklin from Kirkwood to Mizzou. For people who haven't seen this Macklin, tell them about his game.
Well, he's first thing you'll notice is the physique. He's very chiseled, well-put-together guy. He's not slight at all. And so, you know, you hear that name, and, of course, you assign attributes to him that maybe he doesn't have. He's not a straight-line fast guy, especially super fast guy, upper echelon speed. But he's fast enough where it's never a problem. But what he is, he's very quick. He's very agile. He's got terrific guidance and ball skills. He locates the balls, and he don't drop them. And so, but he's such a physical guy when you watch him stalk block D-backs, and occasionally when they put him on defense, that to me he could help yesterday if you align him at one of the up squeeze corners. Now, a lot of people play two deep safeties, and they'll play five guys in that secondary level of the defense. You have to have cornerbacks now. There's almost like a pencil neck imperative not to have slight corners anymore, because they will find you in film study. They will pick you with quick screens. They will run stretch plays right at you with lead blocks. And so if you're a slight little corner, it's going to be like bowling for dollars out there. Macklin is kind of the hard bark guy, physical guy, who's fast enough to cover, but really is terrific on run support. I think he'd be a terrific corner.
I noticed a lot of guys on your list here. Three of your top nine are from Trinity. You got a couple from the SMET. Who's the most talented team in St. Louis?
Well, last year, of course, I thought there was, when I saw CBC in the summer, I thought they were two touchdowns better than any team I saw. And it turned out that way. I think East St. Louis is that now. Even though they had the tragic loss of McKenzie, the young running back, if you look at groupings, nobody has a group of offensive linemen like East St. Louis does. Nobody's even close with a set of three receivers that they have. They started a new quarterback last year. He did fine. I expect him to be even better. Nobody has a pair of defensive ends like them. So I think, similar to the gap between CBC and everybody else last year, I think that exists with East St. Louis this year. And your alma mater on this side of the river isn't in that ballpark, but I think on this side, watch DeSmet.
Good to hear. Danny, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for your insight. We'll talk throughout the year.
Okay, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Danny Heitert.
Yeah, check it out. The STC Grid Report. I love his vernacular. Buffet blocker. When talking about somebody who blocks when they feel like it. And if you get the full report, you'll see things like warp speed guy with ball skills. He has a certain way of breaking down everyone's skill.
A long time ago, he used to call on the radio, and this is why he has his football knowledge and I have mine. We got in this debate because I said, because I used to watch this guy every Friday night, Randy Potter, who averaged like 10 yards a carry, scored a touchdown every freaking time he touched the ball at Melville. It was so fun to watch him. I said, this guy's the best player in the state. And he said, no, there's a guy named Corby Jones who's better. I think he proved to be correct. All right, we will take a short time out before we go to break. Quick word about the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, look no further than Bomarito. You can go through their extensive inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars on bomarito.com. 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. Bomarito will get it right for you. We'll take a break. We're coming right back.